What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news. One geek, that is me, to another, that is you, my friends. Speaking of friends, I have with me the glorious, the beautiful, the...
John Cena!
Brian Shoup.
Not John Cena.
What is the whole John Cena thing have to do with
he's the show? Champ.
But not of Front Page Tech.
Let's move on.
Okay. So, Brian, a couple things today. We should probably mention that this is episode 397 of Front Page Tech.
Yes, it is.
The 400th episode is coming up very, very, very quickly.
Too
quickly.
Fast, some would say.
Too quickly. Mm-hmm. And usually for these annual episodes, we answer questions.
Yes.
Sort of. From you. Yes. So if it doesn't matter what the question is. It can be funny, whatever. It can be serious. If you ask a serious question, we're not going to answer it seriously. Most likely.
Or we will.
We won't. Leave your comments down below. You can tweet it to me, but I'd prefer you comment it down below with a question for us for episode 400. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just watch episode 300. I'll link it down in the description. So
just watch the other one we did of the same thing.
Yeah, we do this every year, and it's going to be basically the same thing. You ask us questions, and we do a cast interview. That's that. But Brian, before I talk about the news, I want to tell you about something.
What do you
want
to tell me
can
about?
Can I tell you about something? Okay,
you can tell me about whatever
Brian,
you want.
Okay, whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a true story.
Go for it.
Okay, so the other night, I was with Michelle's family. Okay,
okay.
And there's a lot of kids where I go. But her grandma's house, the whole family's there, and a lot of kids are there. Well, one of the kids was playing with her mom's phone.
Uh-huh.
Now, He turned to us after he was playing with the phone for about 15 minutes. He turned to us and said, something happened. And we looked, and he had pulled up the gallery on the phone and pulled up a picture of a butt. I'm not exaggerating this at all. It turns out the grandma, she just had back surgery. So the nurse wanted...
I was wondering where you're going with that.
The nurse wanted images of like her back and stuff, and her butt was included. But the thing is, the kid was, he had free and open range to
the phone. So you just saw Michelle's
phone.
Grandmother's butt?
I did, yes. But he could do whatever he wanted with the phone, and he just stumbled upon the wrong thing. There should be a simpler way to allow your kids to play with your phone and have find pictures of butts. You know what I'm saying?
Are you about to tell me that there's an easier way, John?
There is an easier way. Also, Brian, you know, there are apps created for kids to play with, right? They can play with the apps and have fun with your phone. But, Brian, they can just leave the app.
And
they
go find
just,
butts.
You know, kids press
it's not
buttons.
Great.
Kids press buttons. So they leave their kid-friendly app and they see a butt. What if I told you that there was a case out there called the Kid Lid, Brian? The Kid Lid is really, really simple. Their slogan is the world's best case for parents, and I would have to agree. So let me show you how the Kid Lid works. Do you mind if I do?
Yeah, I can't see it, but go for it.
Basically, here's how this thing works. As you can see on the screen for people watching video, it is an iPhone case and it's two separate pieces, okay? The bottom piece slides off, okay, and can be rotated, flipped around, and placed back on. And when you do that, it actually covers the home button, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
So then the kid cannot exit the application. They can't press the home button of your iPhone and exit the app. So it is really, really simple. Not only does this obviously protect your phone when your kid is using it, but it will protect it regardless, because if you have it flipped around the right way, even you can access your home button, and it protects your phone entirely. It's an iPhone case, right? It's an iPhone case, and it protects your stuffs from your kiddies. Very, very simple.
That is a great idea.
This is a great idea. Now, this is actually on Kickstarter right now. So if I could pull that up for you, it's on Kickstarter. They have 7 days left to go on this Kickstarter campaign. So
I'll put
a
link in the chatola for anybody to check out.
And I'll put it in the description and in the show notes. So I encourage everyone right now to go to the Kickstarter and help fund this thing, because I'm serious. Parents, if you're watching, this is a great idea for your kids. But I don't even think I need to convince you of that. I think you already recognize
it. You have to hide all the butts. And in all honesty, when John told me about this, I was like, it took me a second. I was like, okay. He's like, okay, so there's this Kickstarter. I was like, oh God, no.
But then, oh God, no.
Then he said what it was. And I was like, huh. And I don't usually get on board with things, but that's actually a really good idea. And that's rare to see. So I would definitely, I think we already have plans on backing it. So
Definitely a great idea. Kidlit.com is where you can not only get more information, but also learn how to back it. And we'll put a link to all that down in the description.
Yeah.
You want to move on, Brian?
Move on.
Okay, today's first story has to do with the book face. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what's going on with the book face, but you might have seen this roll out for everyone, okay, Brian? You might have seen this already. You might have seen it.
I might have seen it. I don't know.
So when you go to like something, you're presented with more options now.
Really?
We reported that this was going to happen. It has happened. It has rolled out. So when you actually hit the like button, if you hold it, it will give you more options. So different emotions. So you can like the picture as you normally would, but it also gives you the option to love the picture, or not even the picture, but the status. Love it. Haha at it. Laugh at it. Say wow. Or have a sad face. Or be angry about it. This is way too much for me. It's a whole lot. I tried it yesterday, and it honestly is too much for me.
There's too much to do. Like, you just too many options.
Yeah, it's too much.
Were you like, I don't know how I feel about this. So, well, it's sorted into, wow, that status got 2 likes, 1 haha, wow, and 53 angries. What did I do wrong?
Yeah, I feel like it's just too many options for me. I don't want it. Now, I've seen people say, well, why don't you just give us the dislike button that we've been asking for?
That would be bad.
Yeah, I like the idea, but then I remember quickly what happens on YouTube.
People are dicks.
People are around on YouTube that will just dislike a video as soon as it goes up. Mm-hmm. They haven't seen it. They're just assholes.
Very true.
So imagine posting a status and always having that one person that dislikes it. Now, to be fair, I think if there was a dislike button on Facebook, it wouldn't be anonymous.
Right.
Their username would be attached to it, or rather their name would be attached to it. So maybe that would help, you know, just to kind of get rid of the assholes that are just disliking stuff. But either way, I like that there's other options, but it's not for me. I'm not going to use it.
No, I won't. I might use it as a joke where someone posts like, well, I had butt surgery today. I will have to poop out my belly button. I could put a ha-ha or an angry for some reason and then confuse everyone.
You're angry about it, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
So that's the only reason I would use it, just to troll and be a jerk.
If you guys didn't know about it, update your Facebook app. You have it.
Woo!
Done.
Spooty Spoot, by those who aren't uninformed, is called Spotify. Spooty and it's also Spoot. Moving a ton of its data over to Google servers. Now, that's normally wouldn't be a big deal, but they're kind of using Amazon's at the moment.
Not just using Amazon's. They're using Amazon's for a reason.
Oh, yes.
But this is also a big deal because Google is a competitor now to Spooty Spoot.
Well, they are. And the reason Spotify actually moved over, they didn't actually move their music. So let's just be clear. Their music files are still sitting on storage services from Amazon, but they're moving a ton of their core services over. Mostly because Google's analytics services are much superior, more than likely just from the years of being Google.
Right.
You know, they kind of have the they know what they're doing with it. Makes sense. Apparently, I actually didn't remember this. I'm sure we actually probably talked about it on an episode of the show, but I forgot. Google actually tried to buy Spotify back in 2014. But
I didn't know that.
It didn't, yeah. They just didn't do it because I assume, like, once they got to price negotiations, it didn't go too well.
Right.
But,
this is interesting because, you know, they're competitors, and some people, this is leading them to believe that Google might be looking to acquire them.
Yeah.
Which would be a huge deal.
It really would.
So, Google Play is focusing on Google Play Music, and are they still doing the whole YouTube Music thing? I think they are.
Yeah, that's the problem with Google is just like we reported a few weeks ago with the Google Play Store for schools and education. They tend to abandon projects, or rather, they have quite a few failed projects. I mean, I don't know how that goes for other companies, but I think Google has more than
well.
Others.
I think that's just because Google has money.
That is true.
They can throw into projects to just see if it sticks.
I mean, Google Plus is still a thing.
Yeah. Becoming less of a thing, but yeah, still a thing.
Yes.
It's interesting. I'm serious. If Google were to acquire them, it would be a huge deal. Number one. And I don't think that they'd acquire Spotify and get rid of them.
No.
I just think they don't want the competition anymore. And it's, it's hard to compete with Spotify.
Spotify is by far my favorite movie or music streaming service.
And on top of that, I don't think it would be a bad idea for Spotify because they aren't necessarily making great money. Like they're not. I don't think they're really heavily profiting off of Spotify.
No, yeah.
They're just making enough to like cover the bills, basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, I use them over Pandora, over Google Play Music, over Apple Music, any of them. I mean,
yeah, I use Spotify too.
Somehow, like, they're like with Google and things like that, I feel like their choices of the music that you will get on like a radio is really good. I mean, I don't know exactly, like, just the decisions they've made as a company is just good, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them.
I like them as well, Brian. I'm glad we are agreeing.
I pay for the premium service, and that's rare because I normally just will rather use a shitty free one.
Skype made a weird noise, and I thought you said you pay for their pubic service. I was like, all right.
Nope, they don't have a pubic service just yet.
YouTube is launching a new tool that will let, they're saying filmmakers, blur out any object, but in reality, I mean, filmmakers.
It's just useful in general, in all honesty.
So essentially, it's motion tracking, right? So within a video, after you upload it, you can say, hey, I want you to pay attention to this object, and then it will play the video and auto-lock onto that object and follow it throughout the video, mm-hmm. And then allow you to blur it. So it's motion tracking done easy, I guess.
Yeah, the fact that it's like automatic, as soon as you select the object you want to blur, I mean, I haven't done any tests with it or anything like that, but that alone is already a super valuable tool because, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but doing motion tracking for things in our past videos has always been just torture. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we used to go frame by frame, but I mean, that stuff is super, super easy to do in like After Effects and stuff. So this is a feature that you would find in After Effects, but that's, you know, that's paid and it's a much YouTuber, higher level of experience for people. Exactly. So it's cool because there's really simple stuff that I've worked on, like where I needed to, like nothing crazy. I shouldn't need to motion track anything crazy. I just want to block a license plate or something. Which
or like you or should like your blur ugly a license face.
Plate, your license plates and videos, guys. You should do that, and this tool will allow you to do that easily.
Yeah, or like I just said, but you talked over me because John is an unstoppable juggernaut. Your ugly face you can block too.
Oh, I don't. So my face is pretty.
No, it's not.
Okay.
So, going over to our next story is kind of just a touch-up. The whole Apple versus FBI.
Yeah.
They are going to Congress with it.
March 1st.
Yes. Right? Supreme Court.
So, it's moving pretty quickly.
Mostly because Apple is not happy about it.
Yeah. Something interesting...
Yeah, and you actually just informed me of this.
Yeah, Microsoft and Google have both said that they will give legal support to Apple in this case. So their legal teams will back Apple in this, which would be interesting. Apple, I think, is fine on their own, but to have the legal teams of the other companies as well is pretty promising.
Really, really valuable.
Pretty promising. That leads us to the next one, though, Brian.
The next one. This is a big one. The evolution of the current state of things between Apple and law enforcement. So
it seems like this issue is triggering a lot of things within Apple. There's a story that they are going to make it harder to crack iPhones specifically. Yeah. But there's also, it looks like they are working on iCloud security. And when I say that, I mean they want to lock out not only law enforcement but Apple. They don't want iCloud to give access to requests from Apple or law enforcement, which would be interesting because if Apple blocks out law enforcement could just say, "Well, you have to give us the information," but they're blocking themselves out too. So it's interesting that like this issue has triggered Apple to go almost all out in terms of security.
Privacy and things like that, yeah.
So it's cool that, you know, they're making a stand, but I think Apple's privacy stuff was good as it is. It was as good now as it's going to be.
This almost seems like an overreaction.
Yeah, I feel like this is just I don't know. This is not needed.
Right.
It's just happening because of the situation. It's like Apple's really trying to stick it to them.
Yeah. or maybe they're just doing it as a retaliation. Another, regardless, it seems like this could really affect the next couple years of privacy and things like that.
Yeah. It's I don't
kind
know.
Kind of at a loss of words. It's a big story.
I don't know if I agree with this one.
No, I don't know. That seems like
I've been on Apple's side this whole time, and people are giving me shit for it.
Totally.
But I think this might be just a smidgen too far.
Yeah.
It's nothing crazy where I'm like, oh my God, Apple, no. But it gives me a weird feeling.
And you also got to wonder how many criminals that you know, Apple working with law enforcement has actually caught due to iCloud and things like that. So
right.
This could be a very valuable tool to the government that they're taking it away, essentially. So,
cloud services, they should be private, but you should recognize that if you have cloud backups enabled, you should know it's going off of your device and onto server somewhere.
Yeah.
So, with that being recognized by the quote-unquote criminal,
mm-hmm.
if they allow that to happen... and stuff gets to iCloud, I think that Apple should get the information and be able to turn it over if they need to. But this would get rid of that process entirely. This would block it all.
Yeah, this might actually hurt more than, you know, like everyone's always all for privacy and things like that, but this is almost like you said, just a little too far, I think.
It's a little too much.
This is probably the first time that we've actually agreed wholeheartedly on something together.
Yeah, this is just, it just makes me feel weird.
Wait, let me just play devil's advocate on this, okay?
Okay.
No, fuck you.
Okay.
The better?
No, fuck you.
Fair enough.
If you guys are interested, Tim Cook apparently did a 30-minute interview discussing this topic. Yeah. I'm not going to put a link to it. Go look it up.
Oh, fine. I actually have a link to it right now if you want to. I'll put it in
the
chat. Well,
all it's going
to
help is the few people in chat. It's not going to help after the fact.
Well, either way, they can watch it. In all honesty, watching someone like Tim Cook talk about, you know, even like an issue like this.
I could listen to Tim Cook talk about how to make bread and be fine.
That actually, I'd watch that video just because it's obscure and weird.
That's sure. If you'd like to do anything, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Episode 400 is coming. We got to figure it out together.
We got to film it.
We got to figure it out together. So leave your questions down below and go to kidlit.com. You parents out there.
Kidlid.com.
Kidlid.com for you parents out there.
Yeah.
I know a couple parents, a few parents in the audience that would definitely be interested in this.
You know, in all honesty, not just parents, but my fiance Bridget also works with kids.
I was going to say, my fiance Bridget needs to keep me out of her phone. So
no. Honestly, they are always taking her phone out of her pocket and just playing with it. So that's, you know,
get her Kidlit,
other
Brian.
Uses. Yeah, Kidlit. Get her Kidlit. Exactly.
Thanks for watching. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good day. Bye.